The Detroit Red Wings are playing some pretty good hockey right now, and they will host the Vegas Golden Knights, the defending Western Conference champions.
That's correct.
Tomorrow night at Little Caesars Arena. Joining us now to talk about all that is the head coach of the Wings, Jeff Blashill, here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jeff, Happy New Year. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jamie and Stoney. Good to be on here. Just glad to keep it on the road this morning after the icy drive-in.
So I'm going to ask you, do you have, like, skates in your car just in case your car gets stuck? You have to, you know, skate down Woodward to work?
I thought about halfway through I might need to. Actually, it was fine for the most part, but I got a little bit dicey at a little spot there. So I'm sure my wife's pumped up to have the kids at home again today with another school day, so that's good for them.
Now, without naming names, are there any players on your roster who you might get a text from who are going to be like, gee, coach, couldn't make it to skate, couldn't make it to practice, the roads are a little bit too treacherous, and you're looking at yourself sitting in your office saying, the roads seemed okay to me?
No, that would be, if I got that text, that would be cause for trade. So no, nobody that I can think of right now.
That would be a healthy scratch.
Yeah.
So you guys have had these long gaps in the schedule. You had the All-Star break, obviously you came back and played back-to-back games last weekend, and then a few days off. Enjoyable, good break, and also, I don't know, a mini camp for you with the practice sessions for the guys?
Well, the All-Star break is you know, combined with the bye week. I like the fact that this year the NHL did it where they combined those two together instead of having a bye week in mid-January and then another week later taking another break off. At least it was all one. It's a bit long. It's probably too long for the players in terms of you're putting yourself at risk to injury when you're off for that long and can't practice. But in the end, I think everybody was totally refreshed. I thought we had a group that had lots of energy when they came back. This can be the time of year where it gets a little bit of doldrums, not necessarily, but a little bit. And I thought our guys did a real good job coming back. And then now, you know, we played the two games back-to-back, and you have this another break. But I will say, you know, our guys' energy at practice yesterday was great. So hopefully it works out to be a positive for us. It gives us a few days to work on a few things. If we have any tweaks to our systems, we're able to make those tweaks. You don't get enough practice days in the NHL, and so it at least allows us to get a few practice days in before we play again.
And it means Larkin misses fewer games, correct? How's he doing?
Yeah, I mean, that part of it was probably good. You know, the fact that we weren't playing much during that stretch. And I would say, Stoney, I would say he's questionable for tomorrow. There's certainly a possibility that he'll play. He didn't skate yesterday. We kept him off just so he didn't feel good and then all of a sudden push it a little too hard. So we kept him off, and then we'll see how he does today. And there's certainly a possibility that he plays tomorrow. But it's not a long-term thing, which is a positive.
We're talking to Jeff Blashill, the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings. Will take on the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night at the LCA. It seems like the theme, especially since, I guess, New Year's, Jeff, is that you guys are playing really good hockey. You're starting to get the results. You've won five of your last seven. And I feel like when we talked to you earlier this season, that's kind of been the theme throughout, even early on when you didn't get some of the results were kind of ugly, I know, and then you got on a bit of a winning streak. I mean, it seems like the effort that you're getting from your team pretty much night in, night out is what you want and what you expect.
Yeah, I mean, I would say with a few exceptions, our effort, our compete, for the most part, our attention to detail has been very good. It's put ourselves in position to win hockey games. We haven't won enough of those games, certainly during the last 15 to 17, I guess I'd say 17 games now, including the last two. You know, if you dig deep into number stats, which we have the ability to do here, they all pointed towards being a team that was ranked in the top 5, 6, 7, 8 in the league in a lot of categories that we feel matter. We keep track of scoring chances for and against, and that we do on our own. And in the majority of those games, and I think most coaches will tell you, if you win the scoring chance battle, you win about 85 to 90% of the games. And we were out chancing teams, but not necessarily winning. And I think the biggest challenge you have then is to make sure you keep doing it right, and you just stay with the process, even when you're not getting results. And our guys have done that. Now, we weren't as good on Saturday. Saturday wasn't as good a hockey game. We got outchanced by a slight margin, but still outchanced in that game. So we need to be better than that. But overall, the effort, the compete, the attention to detail has been very good. It is a process to learn how to win, and we've given away too many leads, and it's something we'll continue to work on. But I like the fact that it looks like we're making progress as a group. We're on a consistent basis. We look like a good team against some of the team league's best teams.
How challenging is it for you? I mean, the trading deadline's a few weeks away. You're in the last year of your contract where, you know, for the franchise, the future, it might be better to get rid of some players, get some draft choices or whatever. But, you know, you contrast that with you as the coach. I don't know if you're coaching for your, you know, your job and all that stuff. How tough is that? You talked to Ken Holland about that. And for you personally, how tough is this?
Well, I don't think there's a day in coaching, especially at these levels, at the highest level in the NHL, where you're not every day coaching for your job, regardless of your contract status. Contracts give you financial security. In this league, they don't give you job security. That's the reality. So every day you're coaching to do the very best you can. And my approach on that has always been do the very, very best job you can. Don't worry about things out of your control. And so, you know, my approach stays the same no matter what my contract status is. In terms of the deadline and in the what's best for the long-term prognosis of the organization, the best thing I can do in the seat that I sit in is continue to help our individual players become closest to their potential as humanly possible. And in a lot of cases, that's our younger players. But not just, you know, I don't want to put an age on it, because anybody that's going to have an impact on this team over the next couple of years has to continue to improve and get better. And that's really been the focus of our team while trying to win hockey games. I think the best way to increase the ceiling of your team is to improve the individual players you have. And certainly with a number of young players, it gives you a chance to maybe push that ceiling real high because of the fact that there's lots of potential. So that focus will be the same for me. You know, Ken Holland has done a job over the last number of years. Every year I've been the coach here, we've either not made any, we've never been buyers, and then in the last couple of years we've been sellers. You know, my first year was the first time that we weren't a buyer at the deadline, and so he didn't give any draft picks away, and now he's done a great job of getting a bunch of picks. We've had a whole bunch of picks now. I'm not sure how active it'll be or not. You know, at some point, if you're not getting those high picks, it's probably not worth it. But I think in the end, for me and in the seat that I sit in, let's just make sure we keep getting better as a group and make sure that we're moving upward in the arc of this organization.
I'm sure you know the people, some of the fans, media, myself included, are a little bit obsessed with the lose for Hughes and all that kind of stuff. I'm just curious, because we were talking about in the office before the show, you've been out to the U.S. National Development Program deal in Plymouth a few times. How good is this Jack Hughes, and who does he compare to?
It's a good question. I haven't. I don't go and watch those games from a scouting perspective necessarily. I've seen them play a few times. I certainly have seen them practice a number of times as well. I know the coaching staffs, both those teams over there, extremely well. I spend a lot of time over there. I got a chance to coach Quinn Hughes, Jack's brother, so I know the family fairly well. I'll say this for sure: Jack is a young guy who is driven to be great, who is driven to who loves hockey, has a passion for hockey. I think he's ultimately going to maximize his potential. He's got an excellent skill set, dynamic. Now, you know, he's in a smaller framed body, so anytime you're in a smaller framed body, it sometimes takes time to add the needed strength to be able to create the space that you need in the NHL. So you never know for sure on that. But he's got a chance to be a real good player. How good? I don't know. You know, I think it's hard to say that. I'll let his play speak for itself. He's not able to take part in the international tournament that the U18 team's in right now because of injury. He'll get a chance to play at the U18 World Championships here at the end of the year, and that'll have a big say. But in the end, I'm sure he's going to be a real good player. How good? He could be a special player. You just never know until they get to the level.
Jeff, you got three kids, and Stoney and I are fathers, and we all agree you love all your kids equally, although for me it's a little bit debatable sometimes.
Me too.
You've been coaching a long time, head coach, assistant coach, and I'm sure all the seasons bring you joy in some way or another. You had the success, obviously, in Grand Rapids. Is this in some ways your most enjoyable year? Because it does seem, I think we all agree, something is happening here. There is this development here, and everybody agrees watching your team. that you guys are definitely heading in the right direction?
Well, I'll say this, Jamie. One of the biggest joys I get in coaching is watching individual players improve and watching your team improve. It's honestly, it's an intrinsic feeling that it's hard to explain. I love winning. You know, winning is an unbelievable feeling, and standing at the top of the mountain is an unbelievable feeling. I've had the chance to do a few times, but watching your team get better and watching your individual players get better, it's an awesome feeling. It tells you that reinforces that lots of the things you're doing are the right things, and let's keep going. It's just a great, great feeling, and seeing that type of buy-in. And I think our group is at a spot where, you know, we've had to change some things here from in the past, and it's taken a little bit of time and a little bit in how we play and a little bit in our approach. And we've had to understand that, you know, there's a different way for us to be successful. And I think all that's starting to come to fruition. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We've got tons of work to do, but it's starting to come to fruition. And it's a neat feeling to know that both our individual players are continuing to grow and get better, and that our team game is starting to really form an identity.
Jeff, thanks so much for the time, especially on this icy Wednesday morning, and hopefully we'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Stay safe. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Jeff Blashill, the head coach of the Red Wings, joining us here, 97.1 The Ticket.